Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Local Listens, the new podcast out of Tacoma, Washington, where we focus on music and talking to your local musicians. This is our first recorded interview amongst ourselves, where Bailey, our host, interviews Tacoma local band Sanatorium Hill.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi. How's it going?
2020 is over, so yeah. It's going pretty good.
Oh, thank God, right?
New year, new...
Issues.
New year, new cats. That's what I say.
Mm, yeah. Possibly.
No?
Possibly.
New year, more chickens.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. If you don't know, they have chickens in their house. Well, in their house. It's in the backyard.
But... I wish they were in our house.
You need to get chicken diapers.
Shannon does get drunk and bring in chickens every once in a while.
It happens.
Nice! See, I'm not brave enough to put a chicken in my house, so... I gotta get on the Twisted Tea train, apparently. 2021 Twisted Tea.
So should we do introductions?
Yeah, do your introductions.
All right, go ahead. I'm Shane. I do the angry singing, the guitar, and the kick drum, and the angry singing of Sanatorium Hill.
Excuse me, don't you also play harmonica?
Oh, I do play harmonica and whistle in a couple tunes as well.
Haha.
I'm Shannon. I do the less angry singing and with occasional anger that doesn't sound like anger. And I also play the washboard, the tambourine, and occasionally whatever else I find.
Also sometimes plays the washboard with little hands.
Tiny little hands.
That's so cute.
Yeah, instead of thimbles.
Nice. What if you put tiny thimbles on the tiny hands?
I've tried.
No, it doesn't work.
They're hard to find.
Rats. Well, somebody should invent those. Maybe we should go on Shark Tank and start Tiny Thimbles.
Tiny Thimbles for
Million
Tiny Hands.
$1 million idea.
That way Trump can wear thimbles.
Ha.
Okay, yeah. So, usually for this podcast, I like to start by asking people, like, how the band got started. So, like, how did you, like, how did the band, like, form, you know, like, how do you guys do things?
It started as a busking project when we lived in Seattle. Money was tight, and we needed to buy fucking cat food. So I went down to, like, City Center and started busking, and I wrote Sanatorium Hill on a bucket.
I didn't actually join the band for probably another 3 months, and then I was like, I could probably play this thing that's made for washing clothes.
Yeah, we just kind of started as a busking group, and we kind of tried to keep that, like, going as well. All the things we write, we keep in mind playing it on the street as well.
Except when there are children around, then it's a little bit harder.
Yeah, we do have to censor a lot, and that kind of fucks
things
up.
Yeah, children kind of mess up music, usually, when you're busking like that. But I will say, though, if you guys haven't seen them live, I think you guys bring busking even on stage. It's kind of like that same vibe, I feel like.
That's kind of what we go for.
Yeah, like, you know, let's just play, and if people don't like it, oh well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, you're just there to play for yourself, not for everybody else.
I did start, like, I actually played my first show with Shane, who is my husband. This is Shane. Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
I actually played my first show 5 days after pretending to learn how to play the washboard, so... You know, I think we've gotten somewhat better since then, but no promises.
Was that the Glacier Grind show? Was that the first one?
Glacier Grind.
The one at Plaid Pig that we played that we weren't actually fit for?
No, ooh. That was our second show.
Yeah, that was our second show.
Oh, what was the first show?
The first show was at the bomb shelter.
It was at the bomb shelter. It was... Oh. I forgot who else played.
It was probably at that show.
But I think Heart Rock played that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I remember that show. I think I was drunk at that show.
I honestly
you
don't
probably
remember
were.
Who else.
Yeah.
Like everybody else.
I was also drunk at that show.
I was going to say, I think everybody was drunk at that show. Unless you weren't drunk at that show, then. There you go.
Yeah. And the actual name Sanatorium Hill comes from Madison, Wisconsin. Of the Lakeview Hill
Sanatorium.
And we have a song about it on our album that talks more about Sanatorium Hill and how fucked up it was, but now it is like a human resources building, and they like shoot off fireworks and people like have picnics there, and it's really kind of fucked up. So I wrote a song about it.
Wow. Yeah, you guys heard it here first. It's a fucked up name in a fucked up place.
Yeah.
In a fucked up band.
In a fucked up band.
Well, you said it, not me. Okay. Well, so, like, what kind of music inspires you guys to, like, play music and write music and stuff? Like, what are your influences?
Oh, I was just gonna, like, list off, like, random nonsense and just, like, pretend that it was
stuff. Please, please do.
Like, yeah, I really like, underground grindcore noise opera.
Hey, me too. What
please, can we edit that out? actual old protest folk music, like...
Yeah, a lot of Pete Seeger, yeah. Phil Oakes, Jody Mitchell...
Woody Guthrie.
Yeah. Even like up to like Bob Dylan and fucking Patrick Stewart with his kind of comedy folk stuff, even Tom Lehrer with his parody kind of music.
Yeah. I'm mostly influenced by Florence and the Machine and she's in the 27. What's
her name? Counterfeit Reality? No?
No.
One of your dad's favorite.
Jefferson Airplane.
I do love Jefferson Airplane too, but no, it's fucking, you know, Bobby McGee.
Oh, Janis Joplin.
Thank you.
There we go.
Oh my god, Janis Joplin.
We got there. We got there eventually.
That's a sandwich.
That's a sandwich.
For those of you listening at home, it's about time to take a bite of your sandwich. And as we move on, that's all.
Yeah.
So, like, okay, everyone is dying to know, what's your writing process? Like, how do you write a song? What's step one?
I stay up till 3 a.m. with massive insomnia and beat a song out of my head with a club while drinking hot chocolate.
Why does that sound so accurate? It's scary.
That was actually Shane's writing process. My writing process is more like... I'm on my lunch break at work, and I'm like, you know what I could be doing? Not being at work. And then I write a song about it. Or I'm sitting in, like, the car on my way home, and I'm like, you know, I could write a song about that guy's blue Jeep. Whatever. That's pretty much it.
Wow. So it's pretty much just, like, it just comes from whatever you're thinking of in that moment, essentially?
Yeah. Also, like, shitty things in the news that piss me off and I want more people to know about. Yeah. I write about, that's kind of how A Riot was started. Our song, okay. Not...
A Real Riot.
And,
That is also the first song on our album, because everything good starts out with a riot.
Yeah.
True. It's true facts.
2020.
Yeah. So, like, I love that you... I don't know. For me, like, writing songs is always hard, so I really do applaud you, because you guys all... Every time I hear you guys play, it always sounds... slightly different, and that's kind of, I like that a lot.
Oh, that's because we don't practice.
That's actually it.
But who does practice nowadays?
I mean, it's folk punk.
Okay, so the next thing I wanted to ask is, what is the best show you guys think you've ever played?
That show at Grandma's house, in Olympia, that was a good amazing.
Show. Yeah. I was between that show and the show with the Kraken.
Ooh, yeah, we played a show at the Kraken with the Truck Bed Boys and This Machine Kills God.
Ooh.
And
wow.
That was the most we made in, like, tips at a show. Yes. That was amazing.
It was also just a really good show. Like, we were super, super nervous about it, but we ended up doing really good, and then we got pizza afterwards.
Yeah,
it was a good time. Pizza.
It was, like, a really good show. Also, yeah, the show in Olympia at Grandma's house for... That was a benefit for something.
Yeah, the Gardeners.
Oh, the Van Gardeners.
There we go, yeah.
And that was, like, the first show we played that people went fucking nuts to our set.
I feel like that was the first show where we all showed up to the show and people knew who we were and sang the songs.
Yeah.
I feel like when we played shows before, it was like, yeah, okay, people know us just because it's us. But, like, people were, like, I had someone come up to me and say, oh, aren't you Bailey Ukulele? Like, they didn't know me, but they knew of my band. And
yeah.
I thought that was kind of strange.
And there was somebody who came up to us after that show and was just like, during, like, Here Comes Mary, that was the first mosh pit I ever, like, had been in.
Yeah.
And that's, like, that's an honor. Like,
that, yeah, that's
cool. You got punched in the kidney to our song. Thank you.
Yeah. I also would like to point out at the Grandma show, concert that I also played a cover of Smash Mouth with Shane, and we may or may not have tipped over a piano bench by accident.
Oh yeah, we jumped up on piano benches. We kind of tore the room apart. Yeah,
we had a good old hacking time.
Yeah,
yeah, but even to like All Star, like people were like having a circle pit. We were like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
it was great.
You gotta, that song, if we ever cover it, you got to come see it live. It doesn't do it justice on audio. Just clarifying.
Yeah, it's more of a visual experience.
Yes, visual. Exactly, visual experience. So like, what do you think is the best show that you've ever been to? It doesn't have to necessarily be one that you played, but just like your favorite show you've ever seen.
Not local, but
right,
probably the first Valentine's Day that Shane and I were dating, we went to a Dropkick Murphys show.
Ooh.
Oh.
And it was so fun. Oh my God.
That was
probably one of the best shows I've ever been to.
Nice. And we ran in, like, the people that were in front of us in the crowd, like, frequented a bar in my hometown of Racine, Wisconsin, that knew my cousins.
Oh, that's weird.
And I don't know how that ever came up. I think they mentioned Racine, and I was just like, wait, what? And they took pictures with us and everything because they were hanging out with the Maury clan, which is, like, the Irish family of us, and at a Dropkick Murphys show. So they got super excited, and we didn't know who the fuck they were.
Sounds fantastic.
It was a good time.
And the opening band covered a Dropkick Murphys song.
Oh.
And we thought it was hilarious.
It was very cute.
Nice. Do you remember the name of the opening band?
No.
One of the, I don't remember the main, like, the opening band, but I remember Tiger Army.
Oh, and that was, I like that band.
That was fucking great.
Yeah, Tiger Army's pretty good.
They were like a rockabilly.
Yeah,
it was very fun.
That was the first time ever hearing about them, too.
Yeah, no, Tiger Army's cool. Fun. I like rockabilly music. That, I don't know, something about that bass, the bass guitar.
Yeah.
I really like
how it
thumps.
Really all about that bass.
No treble.
I think my favorite concert that, like, pops into mind is going to see Authority Zero with Shannon after we moved here.
That was a very good one, too.
That one was great, mostly because Jason just, like, handed me the mic for a little bit.
He also sweat.
He's sweating our mouths.
Into
it was really
Shane's
disgusting.
Mouth.
Man, did you, like, not wash your mouth out for a week?
Up close and personal.
No kidding. Where was that at?
That was at the Funhouse.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a fun venue. I've played that venue once. It's a fun venue.
Yeah, fun.
Yeah.
The Funhouse would be fun to play. Is it even a venue anymore?
I don't know. I think Elkhorn's and Funhouse have shut down because of COVID.
Yeah.
It's like so many other venues have. It's.
Hopefully, like, I know I heard that that whole building is going to be torn down for, like, apartments or something. So hopefully they
Hashtag
can, like,
Seattle.
Relocate a third time.
Hashtag gentrification.
Like,
but hopefully we can, like, keep that venue alive.
Yeah. Well, I think Elk Horizon was always there, but the Funhouse used to be somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then they moved and they merged with Elk Horizon, and now the whole building's getting torn down. Hopefully they can relocate to somewhere else in Seattle, because those venues are pretty cool. Like, I've seen some good shows there.
And we've lost so many venues due to 2020.
Yeah, no kidding. Numos and
Louis G's.
But I don't know. Louis G's, I can deal with that, though. That have you ever been there? That menu is weird, man.
I ran sound there once for a local folk metal band called Sirens Rain.
Shout out
to Sirens Rain.
I have been there. Yeah.
Like, we've had good experiences there. I've heard stories of other people not really liking it, but
I don't know.
It's still another venue that
it's true.
Tallied up for the death of.
I don't know.
During
2020. We play folk punk, and I don't know. Besides, apparently, Sirens Rain. I don't know if I've heard of any other folk bands playing at Louis G's before. So I don't know. Every time that I've been there, it's been some like weird like dad rock band that plays, or it's like some kids. So I mean, the one time I had a good experience there was because the Fun Police were playing, and that was really the only reason why it was good. Shout out to the Fun Police, they're cool. Anyway, so like, okay, so what's the worst show you think you've ever played then?
Before COVID hit, it was early 2020.
Okay.
I played a show at the Bomb Shelter, and Shannon couldn't make it because, like, they had to work early
the
next
day.
That's
right, yeah.
And I've gone busking without Shannon, but I haven't played a show without Shannon since they joined. So I went to play that show and I was like, I got this. Like, I'm only going to play songs that, like, I wrote before Shannon got in. Like, I can do this.
Right.
And then halfway through the first song, I looked over to, like, joke with Shannon like we normally do, and Shannon wasn't there, and yeah. I forgot all my lyrics the rest of the fucking night.
So what you're saying is the band doesn't work without Shannon?
Yes.
Aww. I actually had a similar experience when I played as, we don't usually talk about this, but I played as Just Hill once, actually. Bailey Ukulele was there.
I was.
It was really awful. I sang a song that I had just written, and it wasn't done yet, and I don't play any real instruments, so I just played it with the washboard. Honestly, it was... The food was really good.
That was the best Sanatorium Hill show I've ever seen in my entire life.
That's Just Hill, not Sanatorium
Hill. Well, excuse me, but I have to say, though, spoken word singing and, like, washboard all together, I don't know, something about that was kind of magic.
So good.
I couldn't make that show because I was working a festival in Western Washington, and I never got paid for it.
Wow.
So, I should have been there.
So, if you're out there, festival that never paid Shane, pay Shane.
Yeah, ThingFest 2019, still waiting on, a check.
any day now.
Just like we're waiting on our stimulus check.
Yeah. That $2,000 Turtle Man check.
Yeah, can people please just, like, dump straws and... like 6-pack plastic rings on Mitch McConnell's front lawn.
He'll just get stuck in it and die.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. I like that plan.
Because he's a turtle, for those who didn't get that joke.
I was also going to say, though, for that show that Shane played without... That was my last COVID show. That was my last show before COVID hit.
Yeah, we went out with a fucking bang. That was...
Sure. I mean, a good one.
I just thought about that, though. That literally, I think, might have... After that show, I think I may have gone to one at O'Malley's for St. Patrick's Day, but, like, that was my last, like, proper show that I'd gone to that, like, my friends were playing at. Like, that's sad.
Yeah, it was us? Did you play that show?
No, it was you, and then Counterfeit Reality was playing.
Eugene of Counterfeit Reality always does a great set.
Oh, shout out to that one.
Who is also featured... on one of our songs on our album, but it was us, Counterfeit Reality, I think Ghost Teeth.
Yeah.
But they played as a 2-piece.
Right. And then who was it? There was another band. Was Trump? Were Trumpman Boys on that list?
I
don't know. There was a fourth band in there. If you remember it, then please write it in the comments below. If there's comments.
Yeah. If there's ever comments.
If there's comments.
No, you know what? Just write it on a piece of paper and then take a photo and then tag us in it. That's what I want you to do.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll go with that one.
Yeah.
While we're talking about comments, if someone could get me some coffee, that'd be great.
Excellent.
We're halfway done.
We're going to start a Ko-fi.
We will work on the coffee experience. Okay. What is the worst show you've ever been to?
Probably the one that I got kicked out of. We're not going to talk about why, because I don't like to talk about... I'm really a pacifist, and I got in a fight, and it wasn't good. Anyway.
Anyway, moving on.
It was a... who was it?
That was a DRI show.
Yes, a DRI show. I got in a fight in the pit and was subsequently... kicked out, and the police were called. I knocked down a bunch of pool sticks. I almost said pool noodles, which honestly would have been a lot more entertaining. But it was a good time. There were some people who were proud of me, but I was very not proud of me. So it was not a good experience.
I see.
10 out of 10 would not do again.
Shane.
The worst show. Well, it wasn't really a bad show. It was the worst experience. Okay. It was the first time I ever saw Against Me. It was in Madison, mm-hmm. and I just helped Shannon move. Mm-hmm. I didn't eat all day, so I swung through Burger King on the way to the show and ate everything I ordered in, like, 3 blocks of driving.
Oof.
And the moment Against Me came on, I had, like, horrible stomach aches. Ah. And, like, it was horrible. So, like, I just kind of sat down in the crowd and just waited it out. Hey. And it was so bad. But that was the first time I ever saw Against Me. I kind of, like, got over that a couple years ago when they played in Portland, because I got to actually work that show and, like, hang out with Laura for a little bit. And it was great, and my little fanboy heart was exploding. But, yeah, the first time I ever saw Against Me at some random venue that I don't remember the name of in Madison, Wisconsin. That was a horrible experience.
Wow. That sounds like a bad show. I mean, I've had shows before that I've gone to where I get really bad stomach aches. I just can't imagine, like, being in a show that you're really excited about, and then all of a sudden you're just like, yeah, it's not... Something's not right in my tummy.
Yeah, that was bad. In my tummy.
Yeah, you know. Something's just not right in my tummy.
Yeah, you know how
there's an issue going on down in the tummy area.
That's how I felt when I played your birthday show, Shane. I was not feeling good. And then I was like, no, you know what? I'm here. I'm going to do it. I'm going to play my set. And I played my whole set, and it was just fine. And then I went home, and I was not feeling good. So I feel you, because I was sitting down a lot in the show, too. I was not, like, it sucks to be in that position where you're not feeling good at the show. Because, you know, you want to see all the bands. This is what you're here for, but then your body says, nope, never mind.
Yeah, that was...
It tells you other things.
Oh, see, you have coffee!
Yay!
It's cold, and it's got, like, maybe one drink left. It's a bunch of bullshit.
Oh. Hey, that's 20... So you're drinking 2020 in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Yes, and it has too much creamer in it, too, so, yeah, that sounds about right.
That's a sandwich. Anyway.
That is a sandwich.
Oh, I wish people knew what that meant. Most people probably knew that watch this. So what is, like, when you guys are, like, playing shows, and you guys are, like, getting into it, and, like, someone says, okay, you can play a show anywhere you want. Where's your favorite place? Where do you pick first? Where's, like, your go-to place to play?
I would say the Kraken.
Yeah. We've only played the one show there, but yeah, the Kraken is such a fun
place. It's a fun venue, I will say. I love the aesthetic they have on the inside. I don't know. Everything about that venue, just, it's fun.
I think my top pick would not be an actual venue, but just playing Punks in the Woods. Like the actual festival, not... Stuck at home at a live stream.
Punks in the Woods is a crazy time.
That's true. For actual venues, I'd say the Kraken, because who doesn't like a pirate-themed Kraken bar with video games and shit?
Yeah.
But in general, I would say Punks in the Woods, too, mostly because it's in the woods.
Punks in the Woods!
Punks in the Woods! Man.
Anyway.
That's the one thing, that's the main thing I miss about 2020. That's the main thing I was so bummed about. Is that we couldn't actually get together and be in the woods.
Yeah. We camped out in my backyard,
We did. We camped out in Shane's backyard. It was a great time. We had a live stream and, like, we had, like, the curtain and things.
Whoa, it's my backyard, too.
Oh, yeah.
My name is first on the deed, just so y'all know.
I'm gonna fight you.
We're gonna fight.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh.
Insert sound effects here.
Right. So, yeah, we're not fancy enough to have sound effects, so close your eyes and imagine the sound effects. Thank you. This is awesome. I love this. This is really fun. Which isn't on the list of questions. I just wanted to say, you guys have done, like, some live streams before. What are your thoughts on, like, live streams for bands nowadays during COVID? Yes. I thoroughly agree. Yeah.
I feel that. Like... Live streams are fun because I feel like more people have access to them, but also they're less engaging, and they can be really awkward because, like, we're used to working off the crowd.
See, me too.
And it ends up being, like, just comments on a screen, and you're like, okay, yeah, cool. Like, thank you for watching and commenting that you're going to the bathroom right now. Like, thank you for that. But... Also, it throws me off because I'll be in, like, the middle of a song and a comment will pop up and then I'll read the comment and I'll be like, oh, fuck, what are my lyrics? Like,
I do that so many times. No, see, my issue is that I'll play a song, halfway through a song, it'll come up saying someone's watching, and then I'll literally walk over to see who's watching and I'm like, oh, hey, so-and-so. And then I'm like, wait, I was in the middle of a song. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then get back to the song and it throws it off.
But some people have done, like, amazing live streams.
Yeah. Are They Brothers? Had a really great one. Just saying.
From the point of view of the band, I hate doing live streams because, like, all I really care about when it comes to shows is actually being with people and being out, and because I'm not an at-home kind of person. And even during COVID, I was working the entire time, so I haven't even felt that quarantine feels, but Shane has. But as a point of view of the person watching, I would say I like it more because I like to, like, be taking a bath or sitting and reading while listening. I like watching it from home because I can sit and drink coffee and not pay $78 for, like, a glass of wine.
And, like, but if you don't, like, pay attention, if you're not, like, fully engaged, that's okay. It's kind of like background noise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that. Yeah, it's almost therapeutic in a way to just be able to, like, have it on in the background. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like trying to fall asleep at a house show. You know, everything's happening in the background. You're kind of relaxed, but you're in the other room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, for bands, like, are there any bands you guys haven't gotten to play with yet that you're like, man, I wish I could play with that band? Like,
you know, I would love to play with Bailey Ukulele.
You have played with Bailey Ukulele. What's wrong with you? Many, I think you guys might be the one band I've played with the most.
Absolutely. because a lot of our shows were just you contacting us and being like, yo, we got this show. I keep kicking the microphone. It keeps doing a thing. Anyway, yes.
But I'm usually the instigator. Bands.
I really want to play a show with the Bridge City Centers.
Fact.
That'd be a fun show.
This kind of crosses genre lines, but honestly, I would play with Florence and the Machine. If there was, like, no laws applied, physics weren't real, you know.
Physics aren't real, so, I mean,
the world is an illusion.
It is.
Time is whatever. Anyway, I would definitely play with Mischief Brew.
Yeah. Oh, God.
R.I.P.
I wish. Oh, I wish.
You said R.I.P., and I thought you said I have to pee.
That'd be awesome. But no, I think
Mischief Brew. It'd be awesome to have to pee?
No, No, it'd be awesome to play with Mischief Brew.
Yeah.
That'd be a great show.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
I have to pee. I have to pee.
I have to pee. Yes. People always get asked this question about, like, their favorite bands, and I feel like everyone's got, like, a list of, like, 1 million people. Like, it's, the list just keeps on going, I would assume. But if you had to narrow it down to just 5, what would be, like, your just top 5 favorite? Local, famous, whatever. Just your top 5.
Florence and the Machine 5 times.
Dang!
Shannon is a big Florence and the Machine fan.
That's a sandwich.
Just kidding. It would be Florence and the Machine, Jefferson Airplane.
Okay.
Mischief Brew.
Okay.
Counterfeit Reality.
Yes.
Shout out.
Woo woo.
And 21 Pilots.
I like how you didn't say your own band.
Oh, we hate Sanatorium Hill.
Sanatorium Hill, don't actually listen to them. They're actually... Please listen to us. But, yeah, definitely not a fave.
Not
really my thing.
So, my number one, like, top favorite band, I've always said, has been Authority Zero.
Hell yeah.
Which I feel like they are so underrated and people really have to, like, listen to Authority Zero more. And yes, all of Jason's, like, other projects, but... and then I'm gonna have to say Mischief Brew because, like, Mischief Brew, those songs got me through, like, so many hard times. And then local bands. The first show we ever saw when we moved out here, the Butterflies of Death were playing, and since then, I have loved the Butterflies of Death.
They're a fucking great show.
Also, like, the first show we ever went to at the Bomb Shelter, JCK played. It was their last solo show, so I'm going to have to say This Machine Kills Gods.
Yeah.
And Ferns Underfoot.
Ooh.
God, I love Ferns Underfoot. That's a good one. I can't wait to see them perform more.
Yeah. No, that band, if you haven't seen that band yet, that band slaps. Shout out to Ferns Underfoot.
I am totally going to have to, I know that was already 5, but I'm totally going to have to plug Counterfeit Reality and Bailey Ukulele as well, because,
oh man,
you know, friends and homies.
Bailey Ukulele is pretty good too, yeah.
Man.
If I pulled that out of my ass. Like, if I had actually taken the time to think about it, it would have been a lot harder.
Right.
But I literally just was like, top 5 bands, once that come to mind, go. That's the easiest way to handle that question.
The first time we ever actually saw you play. So the first time we ever saw Bailey Ukulele play was that random show that you kind of helped us hook up and get.
Oh, yeah.
The Plaid Pig. And we played a horrible set. We were just like, oh, no.
It was horrendous.
Then we saw you play, and that's when we realized something was going on. Like, you control the crowd so well.
Well, thank you.
It's a fucking ukulele through a distortion pedal. And, like, stage dives when there's four people there.
Yeah, like, that was back when distortion pedals were a thing for me.
Truly life-changing experience. If you haven't seen Bailey Ukulele play, get on that shit.
Oh, shoot. Come on, guys. I will say that show was very strange. It was, so for those of you who don't know, Glacier Grind was like this, my friend started it. It was like this grindcore, like, metal kind of punk festival in the winter. It was, none of it was folk punk at all. Like, we should not have been there. I will say that right now. No, this is true. And then he was like, on the first year, he was like, you want to play, my friend? And I was like, yeah, okay. Then the second year, he was like, you want to play again? And I was like, yeah, okay. And he goes, we need another band. And I said, I know who to call. And then I called you, and you guys were like, yeah, sure, we'll come play.
Yeah.
And it was a weird show. We all got kicked out at the end of the night, because
somebody... Call me, beat me, if you want to reach me.
Yep. Kim Possible.
We got added to that show.
The day of, didn't you?
Yeah, like 2 hours before that show.
And you guys were living in Issaquah then, weren't you?
No, we were up in Seattle at that point.
Okay. But still, that's a far drive.
Yeah.
To, like, rush over here and play a show.
Now we live, like, 2 minutes from this venue, but I don't know if Rona got them.
No, they fought through it. They had a lot of, like, crowdsourcing and stuff to get through.
Well, so and
the Plaid Pig is still alive.
Well, and because of Punks and the Webs, we raised money for that venue.
Oh, I believe. Yes.
Some of the money went to them. I know it mainly went to Real Art Tacoma and the Chuck, but I think Joy said something about they gave something to the Plaid Pig because they've always supported us and done stuff for us. Because we did that food drive thing, too, so.
Yeah.
Shout out to Punks in the Woods, man.
Yeah,
those people brought me closer to almost everybody.
Oh, yeah. Look, fucking Punks in the Woods is... I went there the first time not knowing anybody and sleeping in my car because I didn't even know what fucking Punks in the Woods was and what to really expect.
Right.
And now I know so many wonderful people, and it just kind of branches out like the web it is.
Yeah,
I
also want to say about that festival is that when I go, it's to me it's not a music festival, it's like a family reunion.
Oh, totally.
You know what I mean? Like, it's even if you don't know the people, you know the people. Like, I'll go and be like, and they'll be like, hi, I'm just meeting you for the first time, and I'm like, no, I've known you forever. Like, that's how it feels.
Yes, like 100%.
Exactly.
I just drew a little spider web on my hand.
Nice. Spider webs are always good.
I don't know why I married him.
Ouch.
I'm kidding.
Oh,
I love him.
Forever on the internet.
Come on. Wow. Well, what do you think would be like so when we were talking about like playing shows and stuff and like, you know, like what your favorite venues was and stuff like that, I was thinking about like, and you guys have any crazy show stories? Like something, I mean, I know like for playing shows at least, is there anything where you guys were like, whoa, that was crazy. Like that was insane, like exciting, or maybe it was like scary, or... It was just, you bombed the show, or anything?
Oh, there's a lot of shows we bomb.
do you have one?
Do you have one?
So, the two that come to mind are shows that we were at with local bands, but not our shows.
Oh.
One of them was with now dead RIP band IHOP, where we were there with Eugene of Counterfeit Reality and Bailey of Bailey Ukulele, who were the two hilarious members of IHOP. RIP! but Eugene, long story short, pretty much said fuck you to the venue and then left and is not allowed back.
Yeah, that might have been the most punk rock thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
During their set.
During the set, yeah. As they were ending the set. And... so we had to run out the back door before we got kicked out. And we have played at this venue. I'm not going to name the venue. We have played at this venue since because we're not kicked out, but Counterfeit Reality was. but my favorite part about this was one of the people we were with was talking to one of the owners of this venue. And as Eugene said this thing, the owner just said, well, that's a way to burn a bridge. And we quote that all the time. It's one of the most quotable things ever. Great. It was great. It was a good time.
I love that show. I'm so glad you brought that up.
It was so funny.
My favorite part of that show, though, honestly, was when as soon, like, you guys, like, I literally couldn't even say goodbye. You guys were already, like, halfway down the street, outside in the alley. Like, yeah, we gotta go. I'm like, okay, bye.
We fucking yeeted.
You did. And then the owner was like, hey, man, you know, whatever. And I was like, sorry about that. And he goes, no, it's fine. I saw it coming. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, sounds great.
So funny.
Yeah.
That's a way to burn a bridge.
That was technically the last IHOP show. I don't count my birthday because I kind of forced Eugene to do that, so.
The two, like, that first popped into mind of just, like, rememberable, like, experiences at concerts, both kind of have to do with the same thing. Oh. One, it was, like, a fucking annual St. Patrick's Day thing in Madison that Shannon and I went to, and like, it was at the High Noon, I believe, and good bands playing and everything, and Shannon and I are just, like, swing dancing behind the crowd. Like, not really, like, participating with the crowd at all, but we're just, like, swing dancing in the back. And we had so many people, like, walk past us and just be like, I'm so proud of you two. You two just keep doing what you're doing. And we're just like, We are.
Yeah. Swing dancing? We will keep doing that. Yeah,
and then the one time we played with Robert's Roost, at the Bomb Shelter, if you haven't listened to Robert's Roost, they have this swing ragtime feel to a lot of their songs.
I love that.
And Shannon and I just stopped what we were doing and started swing dancing, like, with the pit going on and everything. Like, during their song, just, like, hearing Rin on the fucking, like, through the mic going, oh, they're cute.
Oh, that's awesome. You guys should sample. If you guys could have sampled that audio clip. Yeah. That song.
Shane's stories were cute. Mine was just funny.
Yeah.
Shane's like, oh, I remember these times back when we were young.
You guys also remember at that show with IHOP, what was that, Felipe Nejo guy?
Oh,
dude, guy was awesome.
Multi-instrumentalists are amazing.
Yeah.
It was quite the experience.
Yeah, no, that was really cool. My favorite part, though, is when I was talking to the guy, and I was like, yeah, man, you know who you remind me a lot of is John Underwood, and he goes, yeah, I've played with him before. Like, we hang out, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay.
They're both from Houston or some shit.
Yeah, and they're both,
I thought it was Arizona. Or Nevada?
Nevada. No, Nevada. It's Nevada.
That's right.
Nevada,
I don't know, and, like, all the big bands in the folk punk scene or whatever are fucking from Houston.
Yeah, you know, Houston, Nevada, Arizona, it's all the same.
Same.
America. Right.
America. That Felipe Nejo guy, though, does stuff I think that John Underwood doesn't do that I kind of like. He has some, like, comedic element to him.
Yeah.
And I don't know. He was just a great guy. I hope I get to see him perform again sometime.
That would be cool.
That would be fun. When you guys are playing shows, how does it feel when you're standing there? Because I've had this happen to me before, and I've actually had to stop playing because it's so amazing. So, like, you're playing shows, and then you look out in the crowd and everyone's singing along to your songs. Like, how does that feel?
Oh, God. Isn't that weird? It's such a great feeling,
though. It's weird, though, sometimes, at least for me.
Yeah, like, it's really weird when it's a song you've played, like, twice.
Yeah.
You're like, how the fuck do you know this?
Also, like, when people drink along to our songs, like, Here Comes Mary.
Yes!
When, like, games and dances and different things are made along with our songs, I think that's the most exciting thing. It's one thing to sing along, which is awesome, we absolutely love it, but the little inside jokes that comes from playing local shows all the time is one of probably my favorite things, which is why it's sad to play
live streams.
I was like, not live, but live.
I know.
That's why it sucks to play live.
That's why it sucks to play live streams, because we're playing Mary, and we're like, here comes Mary. And no one in the background's like, Mary!
And then taking
because it's just silent, and we're like, that's like part of the song now. Now we don't know how to, know how to play it anymore
without
the crowd. It's
almost like the audience has kind of made the show for you.
Yes.
And then you guys just kind of are like, all right, here's the script.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
It's amazing going into, like, a venue and, like, playing it, and then having that experience of, like, the crowd participation and everything.
Yes.
and then being and then having that opportunity to play that venue again.
Yeah.
And you go in and you're like, God, the crowd was fucking great that night. Like,
yeah,
it really sets the bar high, but it also can make it kind of depressing when like four people show up and you're like, oh fuck. But ride that wave of the crowd fucking participation.
For sure.
Even there's not, if there's not an actual like wave, you know, like crowd wave. Yeah. Anyway, that was a bad joke. I think actually the most touching, for lack of a better word, thing that happens is the fact that people care enough to remember like silly things, like with the Mary song or when I do that sing along part. It's interesting that people take space up in their brain, which has a finite amount of space, to hold these little things like our lyrics or like these parts that we took out of us and put on the paper, and then people are putting them in their head. They're like using that brain real estate. It's insane. It's insane.
It is insane. I will agree.
It's crazy that people can remember certain things about our show and like want to replicate that the next time we play, because they're remembering things about us that we probably don't even remember. Like, I know Shannon forgets my birthday, and I know I forget Shannon's phone number, but people know our lyrics, and I'm like, holy shit.
Right? No, you know what? I noticed that your guys' show is that I'll be standing there, and I swear the whole crowd is singing along to every song, and I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, this is amazing that, like, we're all just some, like, random band from Tacoma that, like, somehow everybody's like, yeah, I know every word to every song.
It's a great feeling.
It really is.
And no one sings louder than Bailey Ukulele at our show. So
oh my gosh. If you ever go to a Sanitarium Hill show and me and Eugene are there, you won't hear the band. You'll hear us. We are the loudest people. Yeah.
That's a fact. And I really like it when they either Bailey will go off beat and fuck me up when I'm playing.
Yeah.
Just to fuck with us. Or Eugene will accidentally sing the wrong lyrics. And then I will panic because I'm like, was I supposed to do something else? And I'm like, are those the right, what are lyrics? That's my favorite part though, because it's just, you know, it was an attempt, but it's always so funny because we don't, if we fuck up, which we do a lot, we know that no one's going to be like, what a terrible band. They're just going to be like, same. Like, it's such a good community.
My favorite part though is when you guys are playing and then something happens that's funny and then you guys just look at me and Eugene like, because you know we're going to laugh and no one else will get the joke, but you know we will because we're all like that close. So it's just like, you'll do some mess up or something and everybody else is still rocking out and me and Eugene and you two are just all laughing at each other like, is great. Like, we know exactly what's going on.
It's always a good time.
Always a good time. It's never a dull moment when you're hanging out with us, I will say.
That's true.
Yeah. So, before... Yeah, no kidding. So I think we're going to have you guys play some songs now.
Silly songs with Larry.
Silly songs with Larry.
The part of the show where Larry sings silly
songs.
Yeah. But, I mean, I also want to say really quickly, you guys just did something pretty big on New Year's Eve. You guys, like, put out, like, an album.
Yeah, we,
I was like, what do we do?
We robbed three grocery stores and then slapped our neighbor's...
It's not the time of, what is it called? When you have, like, 7 years before you can talk about it?
The never...
First rule, of limitations. Hey, the first rule, 2020. Don't talk about 2020.
We came out with an album. Which I didn't know until, like, the Facebook memories popped up. But we released the album on the anniversary of us moving in here. Which shows how long it took to record that album.
We
blame 2020. It's not our fault.
Yeah.
Right? Where can they find the album? Like, where are you guys posting it?
Currently, as this is being recorded, it is on YouTube and on Bandcamp and on iTunes. But if you want to spend $10 on iTunes for it, like, go ahead if that's your place of preference. But it is also for free or name your price on Bandcamp. By the time you're listening to this, it could be on Spotify, iHeartRadio,
Pandora,
some other ones that we didn't even know what they were, but we clicked the yes button.
And there may also be a guy in a van selling those CDs to you.
Yeah.
His name may be Bailey Ukulele.
This is true. I think I'm going to start
or
doing
it's
it.
Just some random bro, and then that's fine, too. Right. I mean, even if he keeps the profits, like, it's yeah. pretty good. That's
I mean, nice. We're putting it out there for free, so, like, don't sell our shit. But, hey, if that's how you make ends meet and that's how you feed your family, like, cool, do it. But just, like,
yeah,
don't do it to actually make a profit.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, we can play a song or two.
Play a song or two, yeah. We want to hear it. So, live and direct from the podcast, here is Sanatorium Hill with songs.
Thank you for tuning in to Local Listens. Up next are a couple songs by Sanatorium Hill off their latest album, The Obsolete. They were recorded in the same setup as the rest of this session. The sound quality is not as good as we would have liked, but those are the mistakes you make along the way.
Okay. All right, so we're starting this off the way we started off our album and how all good things should start, a riot.
They say it was a riot, but not a protest, and that's okay, because it was over a victory. Thousands took to the streets because the Eagles want something, but if you're black and want something, then you're a fucking threat. If you're fighting for a basic right or you just want to live, they'll lock you up, they'll shoot you down, they'll mock you in the end. They set fires to the streets, but where were the pigs? Laughing and cheering with the rest of them. They say your lives matter, but only them. Not if you're black or you're Mexican. In private prisons, they fill the jails. But if you're white and you rape someone, well, it's not your fault, cause you're one of us. If you came here for a better life, well, the country says that you ain't right. To build a wall, to keep them out, with children left in jail cells. They say your lives matter, but only them. Not if you're black or you're Mexican. In private prisons, they fill the jails. A misdemeanor's got you 30 years. Sell a plan in your life is theirs. Separate families are the only goal, cause they're only doing what they're told. Fighting for a basic right, or you just wanna live, they'll lock you up, they'll shoot you down, they'll mock you in the end. But what is a riot, and what is it worth? To burn on some buildings to save the earth, to bond together to save ourselves, to try to repair their living hell. But now there's Nazis that roam the streets, waving their flags and trying to preach. They'll complain if we shut them down, but we don't want them in this town. They say your lives matter, but only them. Not if you're black or you're Mexican. In private prisons, they fill the jails. But what is a riot, and what is it worth? To burn on some buildings to save the earth. To bond together to save ourselves. Try to repair their living hell. But what is a riot, and what is it worth? To burn on some buildings to save the earth. To bond together to save ourselves. To try to repair their living hell. To bond together to save ourselves. To try to repair their living hell.
So yeah, that's a riot. That's song number one off the new album, The Obsolete.
Is it too late to change my mind? I'm stuck inside most day and night. There are places my soul takes flight. I'm stuck inside your cash machine. Bound by laws I find obscene. If I could leave, you'd find me here, breathing in this mountain air. I'd meet you by the canyon side. Never again will we hide. And the desert won't be kind to me, but at least I will be free. And finally, I can just be. might be just a droplet in the ocean, living in perpetual motion. Once I reached a distant shore, in evaporation I would soar. So breathe me or be me, or drown me or drink me. You'll find me, won't find me. Can you find me, never to find me? Because my tragedy may shape me, but it will never make me. Freedom is nothing and neither am I, as endless as this bright blue sky. And I watch the seconds tick away all throughout the long work day. But as soon as I'm gone, you know I'll sleep till dawn. I tell myself that this is all, life is just this damn doll, until I see the sunshine and realize my time, it's really mine. So leave the cigarettes behind, find a brand new state of mind. I'll live amongst the wildflowers. I'll leave the city to those cowards. Run amongst this world to see, climb every tree and save every bee, swim every sea and be fucking free. But until then, here I am with my friends that make it bearable that the world is terrible. With all of you, I know I'll make it through.
Woo! If I remember right, that's track number 4 on our questionably 14-track album.
Yeah, go find out for yourself what track it is by going and finding our album. Woo, woo.
Wow. Well, I want to thank you guys for stopping by and podcasting with me. This has been really fun. And you guys have been listening to Local Listens. I'm Bailey Ukulele. That was Sanatorium Hill. Go kick this week's ass, and we'll see you next time. Have a good day. Peace.
Bye.